today's opens in the list of Chamisha Tamin.
Yesterday we discussed the Rosh Kasha, why there isn't a sixth Tam. And the question, the situation that the Rosh discussed, said we'll come back to Yud Hashem on Zayin Amud Beis and again on Yud Tes Amud Beis, the Sugya Kalva Sheochel Imra. What is the definition of Karen? How strange must the behavior be to be called Karen? And we discussed the specific Nakuda, the Rosh was Mechadesh, that in order that there, we don't have to say there, this, that there, in order to be able to accommodate Chamisha Tamin and the Halacha Kalba the Ochel Imra, the Rosh of the Chiddush, that we are able to split the Mais Hezek into two separable events. And that's the Chiddush of the Rosh. L'chorin, the other Rishon, we're not makabal this Chiddush, l'chorin. The next, then the Mishnah goes on to discuss the Nizkei Momen, the Nechayiv Nezek Sholem. So Hashem Mu'edes pays nezek sholem min aliyam lecholas haroyla haregel mu'edes nezek sholem min aliyam lishvor v'derech ilucha. Good. V'ashor hamuad, that's the shore that did the maisa keren three times. V'ashor hamazik v'ashus hanizik v'odam. Shor hamazik v'ashus hanizik. So Shor HaMazik is an all-inclusive. L'chaira, Shor HaMazik, we just said Shem, we just said Regel. So Shor HaMazik means Karen Shen and Regel. Karen Shen and Regel, Bershus HaNizik, is Chayiv Nezik Sholem, and Peis Ben Aliyah. So Gemara points out that that is a Machlekes, Rabbi Tarfin and Rabbonon, and Daf, Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Shor HaMazik B'Shus HaNizik Ketzar. Right? That's the what I was pointing out yesterday. That the Perek Beis is the Ketzar of the various of the list that we have at the end of Perek Aleph. So Shor HaMazik B'Shus HaNizik Ketzad. What is that din? That Shor HaMazik is Chayiv Nezek Sholem B'Shus HaNizik. So Gemara says that is Karen. Nogach, Nogach, Noshach, Rabbetz Boat. B'Shus HaRabim Mishalem Chatzi Nezek. B'Shus HaNizik Rabbi Tarfin Oymer Nezek Sholem. This din that Shor HaMazik B'Shus HaNizik, that Karen B'Shus HaNizik is Chayiv Nezek Sholem, so that is Rabbi Tarfin's din. Chachamim say Karen is Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. End the story. For the first three times. Till it becomes a Mu'ud. Rabbi Tarfin is the Chiddush. That the din of Karen paying Chatzi Nezek is only Birshus HaRabim, not Birshus HaNizik. Omo Lema Vitarfen, Uma Bimokim Shehakal, Ala Shein Varegel Birshus HaRabim Shu Poter, Hechmir Aleyen Birshus HaNizik Lashan Mizik Sholeim, Mokim Shehechmir Ala Keren, Birshus HaRabim Lashan Chatzi Nezik, and a din shenachmer lovers the nizik l'shalom nizik sholi. So we tarfin svar is the kal v'chaymer. The kal is shein v'regel that are poter v'shus harabim. Chomer that the chayiv nizik sholim v'shus ha-nizik. So shein is a keren that's chayiv chatzi nizik v'shus harabim. And a din that it should be chayiv to pay in Mishus and Nizik. So Chachamim point out, but we've ruled the Yerlud Vomit in this Kenadon. You cannot create a Kal V'Chomer that imposes a greater Chomer. So we're pointing out that Karen is Chomer, and therefore we should be Karen is kal, and therefore the chomer v'shus hanizik with the shein v'regel. The other way around. Yeah, Karen is the chomer. Shein v'regel is the kal. So the kal has a stringency in the v'shus hanizik. So then certainly the chomer should be chomer v'shus hanizik. But Chomer say that you cannot be mechayiv the chomer more than the chomer is chayiv. Then Rabbi Tarfon switches his svar a little bit to be able to say that ani odin karen mi regel, and Chacham say still the yoyle v'ymer adin liyeis kinodin, that that since karen is chayiv chatzinezek, so there's no svara that can be mechayiv karen more than chatzinezek. The Gemara for the next blot and a half discusses the shita of Rabbi Tarfon that he doesn't seem to accept the yoy. The Gemara says that everybody holds that we have a din of yoy. That's part of the din of kal v'chomer. Limitations to kal v'chomer. We learned from the parsha of Miriam. That the Gemara, that the Chumash seems to have a kal v'chomer, that Miriam should get a stricter punishment because she was mevaza the Shechina. So the Gemara says, Enachanami, but you can't create a stricter punishment because we're learning from the din of a 7-day chayrim. So the Gemara says, you see that when the Torah was advancing a kal v'chomer, the Torah was limited not to create a chomer, a din that is more chomer than the chomer of the kal v'chomer. Right? The Gemara says, but doesn't Rabbi Tarfon hold that way? Gemara says sometimes that the diyoy, when you apply the yoy, you still have a chiddush, so that's what Tarfon accepts the yoy in that case. But when your yoy unravels the kal v'chomer altogether, then he holds you still have a kal v'chomer. For the next blot, the Gemara discusses whether we can, whether there is such a tan who does not hold of the yoy, and the maskana of the sugya seems to be that there is no tana who does not hold of the yoy. That's what Tosfos points out on Chaf Heyim and Aleph. The high tana. V'kula midchi. All our attempts to explain Rav Tarfon's din are pushed aside. He says, but you'll ask me that the Gemara seems to say that there is, Aman Domra says, the Yer Leos Kindadain. So he says, Yeshloimar, that's the half of it, but not the Maskana. The Maskana, the Sugya, after a blot and a half, the Gemara says we don't really have a hezber for Rabbi Tarfon. Machlaikas. What's the machlaikas again? Machlaikas is Karen v'shus anizik. We know that Karen is chayv chatzinezik. We know that Shein v'regel is chayv nezik sholem. Shein v'regel is only chayv nezik sholem. Brishus HaNizik, not Brishus HaRabim. And Gemara says, and Rabbi Tarfon says, that since Brishus HaNizik is a more chomerdika place, what's my shor doing in your property to begin with? So we're going to be more machmer. So if we're going to say that shor HaNizik is chayiv shein v'regel, and you're sure v'shus ha-nizik is chayiv shein rebegel, why shouldn't it be chayiv for Karen as well? And the Chachamim say that the din that Karen is chayiv chatzi nezek, that's the din of Karen v'chol mokim shu. Alright? So again, maskan. So what's our Gemara saying? So our Gemara back in Yud Tes Vav Amud Beis, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, our Gemara says the Mishnah on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis says what's pshat in Shora Mazik Pershus and Nizik. Right? Let's focus again. Shara Mazik Bishus and Nizik. That's the Muad. Gemara says, what is this din? So the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis said that this din Lechaira is Rabbi Tarfin. Right? Shara Mazik Bishus and Nizik. Maybe sharper. The Mishnah on Chav Dalet Amud Bey said, how do you explain this din? Machlekes Chacham Rabbi Tarfon. Right? That was the Lashon Mishnah. Mishnah says, how do you, Ketzad, what's Pshat in this din? So the Mishnah answered, the Pshat is that Karen, Bishus Rabin Peis Chasi Nezek, Bishus HaNizek, Machlekes Rabbi Tarfin and Chachamim. Shora Mazik Bishus HaNizek Ketzad, Machlekes Rabbi Tarfin and Chachamim. Right? Shora Mazik Shein Beregel, everybody holds Bishus HaNizek, is Chayim Nizek Sholem. Shora Mazik, if he's a Karen, Bishus HaNizik the Machlekes Rabbi Tarfin Chachamim. Good? The mission of Chavdala base explains our mission. Just get the pshat. Our Gemara says, Minikhtani Hashemu Edes Lechel Mechlal the Vachotzer HaNizik. The whole mission is Chotzer HaNizik. And the mission is referring to Shein V'Regel. Mechlal de Vachos and Nizik Askina, Uktoni Behem Enemu Edis Lashalim Kule, Avachati Nezik Mishalem, is money, Rabbi Rabbani. So Gemara says that if we're going to say that our mission is referring to Chotzer and Nizik, so then we're going to end up saying that part of our Mishnah is Rabbanan and part is Rabbi Tarfin. So as you know, that's the Gemara says Anachanami, that's Shmuel's din, and Belazar is making the Mishnah away that it could be all Rabbi Tarfin. And the Gemara goes on to say, why should we make him the entire Mishnah like Rabbi Tarfin? We know it's a Machlekes, Rabbi Tarfin and Rabbanan. The Gemara has various records of 10 brises that confirm as Machlekes to be Tarfon, just like the Gemara Nechov Dalam and Beis. Alright? So Shmuel ends up saying in Achanami, our mission is half from Tarfon and half from Banon. Mishnah Chov Dalam straightens out, gives us the din. And then Rabbi Lazar is Moikim in a way that a mission could be cooler Rabbi Tarfon. But the Mishnah Chov Dalam anyway straightens out that it's Machlekes to Tarfon and Banon. And then the Gemara goes on to say, so our mission is a record of the Machlekes. Hayyitzim mikol zeh is that Karen b'shus hanizik the machlekes whether it's chati nezik nezik shalom. Good, Moshe.
Is this one of the category in
Anshim and Adin? No. Question: why not? Right? Why would the You could ask that Kashan of Itarfin.
Yeah, why would he make
tough corner? Right. So one possibility is that the Tosus points out that there is a machlokes tanam, whether we say Einchim or Einchim and Din Lagave Nezikin. So we can say every time it's one of those tanam holds, we say Einchim and Din. Right.
Could be a riot that Palganisco is Mamona.
Who was that?
Could be a riot that Palganisco is Mamona.
Why? That's the phrase Einchim and Adin. Legabe Mominus is probably it's a phrase that is borrowed. And the Gemara says Einchim and Adin, the Gemara applies that to Mominus as well, and not limited to Kaifer. So it's probably just a borrowed term. And the Gemara has three. Gemara discusses Kal Vachomer by Mishpat. Doesn't seem to change the term. So that we pointed out, that's the machlokes between the Marshal and the Ktzos. We pointed out that it's probably machlokes Rishonim as well. If the svara of Ein Einshin Min Adin is because we're afraid it's a faulty Kal Vachomer, so then it should apply to Mominus as well. If the svara in Einshin Min Adin is we're afraid it's not enough of a kapara, then it shouldn't apply to anything but Einshin. So Reisa Engel said he thought that is the machlokes of whether we say Einshin Einshin Min Adin applies to Mominus. So what's the answer to your question? So the answer is that according to Yosef Engel, if you an Einshin may be limited to Einshin and therefore doesn't relate to the Mominus altogether. Right? But if one argues and says that you see that the Tanaim said that Ein Einshin doesn't apply to Mominus, you see that the phrase Einshin is lav davka, something along those lines. That the makor for Ein Einshin is in Einshin. It's by Namarosa. So the idea that we cannot apply Kal Vachomer to areas of halacha was kept that nusach. Right. So again, to answer your question, is according to Yosef Engel, you're right, and by Mominus we would not, and that justifies that we don't, that we are Machayiv Mominus Min Adin. But it's obviously others disagree with the Yosef Engel. Alright? Connect to Moshe's question. So is this a... So the answer is that if you hold Ein Einshin Min Adin applies to Mominus, or Tafrin will be the outlier. He says we do, and we know there are Tanam who say that. On the other end, if you say like the Rashba, that Ein Einshin Min Adin only applies to four, so then Tafrin is part of the... Rav Tanam, which seemed to be the approach based on the first Mishnah. All right, so it's not the first time to be an Eisen Akasha. Right, in other words, the it seems Rav Nasi said Stam Mishnah Bava Kama as we do apply Kal Vachomer. We're right the first Mishnah. If you don't allow Kal Vachomer, so then it means that you're those sheetahs were left in the prices. Good? Go ahead.
Just on last point, the Makar by Miriam,
yeah,
seems to be the Manish Ben Adin, not Mamun, right?
Okay, good. Right. So that I don't think is a strong raya, because at the end of the day, what we learn from that pasuk is that Kal Vachomer is limited with the yoid, the limitation on the midah. So that's the midah is limited. Now, if the midah applies to the midah, if you're going to apply the midah of Kal Vachomer, then you'll be limited with the yoid. Right, so we're not learning from Miriam and from Oinshin, and therefore by transferring it to Mammon, as we have now concluded, that you can transfer Kal V'Chomer to Mammon. We're saying Kal V'Chomer is a limitation. Now, if you're going to apply Kal V'Chomer, it's with a limitation. If you don't, and so it's just defining the Midah. The Gemara in Chav Heim and Aleph is saying, doesn't everybody hold that Kal V'Chomer is a limitation? It's a Midah with a limitation. Zereshava is a Limud. There are limitations, whether it's Mufna or not Mufna, how many extra words you have. Kal V'Chomer is a limitation of the Yoy. No. So that's all we're learning from Chav Heim and Aleph. I don't think it's a rye either way for this machlokes.
So not even so much on this machlokes. Before we get to the application by mammon,
yeah.
If this is just not nothing to do with mammon, just a regular onesh for Miriam,
yeah.
We're applying a kal v'chomer to it.
Right.
So when Baruch was being me'anish Miriam ben Adin, right, and his name, which is
yeah. So mimanim shach. If you hold that the reason Enshman didn't is because the Svar may be flawed, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing flawed. And if it's not enough of a kapara, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, let me have a kapara. It's not going to be, so either way it'll be consistent.
Would it be possible to use the logic to make it even more than Nezek Shalom? Like, if Karen is even worse, then it shouldn't be equal to Shen.
That's the Yoy. That's the Yoy. That's what you
so
can make.
So Kaufman would agree to that. Like that, he should be paying full, but not more than full compensation.
No, but full is more. Is more.
It's not equal.
No, equal is chatzi nezek. If you're starting with Karen.
But if you think that Karen's worse than Shen and Regel, then it should be more than Shen and Regel.
But the point is that the logical step of the exactly what you're saying. If you're saying it's worse, you don't know how worse it is. It's a lot worse. Or maybe since it's so much worse, so then the liability shifts. Either way, it's going to be flawed. Maybe to have the exact same din. All right? But a Yosef Mikolze is that Ritarfin is probably not using a Kal V'Chomer. A Yosef Mikolze is that we don't explain Ritarfin according to Tosfos as being the Yoy. So again, our Gemara. Our Gemara says that our Mishnah says that Shora Mazik B'Shus HaNizik. Whenever you have a shore and it's damaging the Nizik on the home turf of the Nizik, so then you're going to pay Nizik Sholim. Our Gemara says that this is really a Machlekes Tanoim. Cannot take it at face value. Shora Mazik B'Shus HaNizik, when it comes to Shein Revegel, let's find the polling. Then it's Nezek Shalom. When it's Karen, so then that's the Machlekes Rabbonim, Mitarfin, we will passing like Rabbonim. That's Chatzi Nezek. And the Gemara goes on to explain that this line can be amended and interpreted so that it's a reference to Minatam Shita. Okay? What's the basis for the Machlekes of Rabbonim or Mitarfin? What's the basis for Rabbanon and Rabbi Tarfin saying that it's whether Karen is Chayiv, my shore goes into your Rishos? So if my shore goes into your Rishos and eats fruit and damages the property, everybody holds Nezek Sholei. What's the din if my shore is... Does Negifa Neshicha in your animal? So that's the Machlek Shabbat Tarfin and Chachamim. Chachamim say that's Karen Tam Chol Mokim Shu. But Tarfin says, no, when it's your Shus, it's Chayim Nezek Shalom. And assuming right now that we are not accepting the Kal V'Chomer, it would be Tarfin, because it goes against the Yoy. So what is the basis for the tour to begin with? What's the basis for the tour? Why are we even machalik? Rishus HaNizik, Rishus HaRav. Go ahead.
Rashi says it'd be Rabbi Yisrael.
So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Where's that Rashi? Was that? Correct. So Rashi Gemara Beis says the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says, "I kiravi kishmul hacha v'bir v'stei acher kemiflegei, mar saver bir v'stei acher v'loi v'shus harabim." Gemara says another man d'omer held the bir v'stei acher v'loi v'shus harabim. Gemara then dismisses that v'loi v'shus harabim gave a svara parochav v'shusi my voice. I don't need a pasuk to say that it comes to exclude v'shus harabim. Because if my animal goes into your rishos, of course your animal can do anything it wants to my animal, and you are not responsible. I'm not responsible to make sure that my animal doesn't beat up your animal when it trespasses into my rishos. So what's the bir v'steyacher? What's the pasuk saying? What's the chiddush? My animal does shein v'regel v'steyacher in somebody else's rishos. Where is it doing it? Shein v'regel in my rishos, of course, important. So it must be that I come to teach me v'loy v'rishos a rabbin. Shein v'regel v'rishos a rabbin. Potter. Okay. Now, Rabbanim will say, what about Karen? No pasuk. So why should we mechalei? When it comes to Shein V'Regel, I needed a pasuk to teach me that B'loi B'Shus HaRabim. Right? According to Meir, if I would not have a pasuk to teach me, I would say, Stoma, Yichai B'Shus HaRabim. Why should you make a chiluk? Right? Meir correctly points out that Rashi, all the way back in Gimel, Amud Beis, find out this Gemara. Maybe the basement base. Gil Omen Base, he writes, Kirego Shein Rego Enel Chayevus Elam came Nichnas Ole Rishus. Yeah, here it is. Kirego. Regel and Shein. Elam kein nichnesus l'rishus ha-nizik ve'izika. D'chsib bo, how do I know this? V'shilach es v'iro b'ir b'steyacher. V'hayinu, it must be b'rishus ha-nizik. There's a kosa. Correct? That's why the Rosh is matmiya on the riff. The riff just drops a line. And says ki urche. As lechora, we should say that the machleika should be tarfin and rabbanon is whether the bir b'steyacher will apply to. Will apply to Shein V'Regel also. They apply to Karen. V'ir b'steyacher is Chayim v'rishos ha-yachid, Potter v'rishos ha-rabim. What about Karen? So no pasuk. So no pasuk. It's Chayim nezek, Chayim chatzi nezek. Both v'rishos ha-rabim and no. Where is the Bitavan coming from? That doesn't have no Xeris Akosin. Bir B'Steyacher. The Rosh points out, just to save us time from going to the Rif, so the Rosh says, Matzmiya. Those of others, it's even highlighted. V'shein v'regel peturim b'shus harabim. Right? Why does the Rosh mention this? No. Because we want to explain Tomusain Kiyitza Alam Kiyitzaven Lagabe Manema. Right? So the riff is the one that says also Lagabe Talochis. As opposed to Rashi that says it said the question Lagabe. No. So now the Rosh is quoting the riff. V'shein rog v'tur v'shus harab. T'ur chayu. V'tmiya li mo'tzvich lefarish taimu d'ptire v'shum t'ur chayu v'al kro k'siv v'vir v'stei achar. V'tishim lef v'shus harab. The Rosh says, why is the riff giving us svara? He should have said, exeris ha'kosev. Rosh says, efshar, maybe, bo lefarish taimu posuk. Maybe he's giving us a hezber. Okay? But then he says, Benafkamina. What's Nafkamina? No, Nafkamina means I'm chalag on it. Right? Nafkamina, the Rosh wasn't saying, I'm asking for the riff. Rosh was saying, I'm chalag on the riff. The riff held, there was a xeris, a kosov, and a svara. Benafkamina, I'm being chalik on the riff. What am I holding? No. The pasuk. In other words, the riff is learning. The rush is learning. Pshat in the riff, not stam. He was giving a shir. Here's a kosev. Tam and ikra. He's writing sefer chinuch. The rush is learning. Pshat. If the riff said rachayu, so if he really meant that he's just giving a nice hezver ashir avort, he would have said, "Habir b'steyacher, nearly levar." But the riff ended up saying, "Archayu." That means the riff wants to paskin like his svara. So the riff somehow understood that the pasuk "Habir b'steyacher" was a makor for mahalach in the ma'ase hezek. And the Rosh said, "No, who gave you rishos to start giving svaras? The Torah said Habir b'steyacher." End of the story. Nafkamina will be if the shore is there's a mice of Bishus Harabim and the Hezek happens Bishus HaYochid. There's a very strong, very long post. So the shore is walking along, he does regel, steps on the post, the post is Mazu Bishus HaYochid. No, so what's the din? If you hold that the reason why he's in the shore is in Rishus HaRabim, the Hezek in Rishus HaYochim. So if the tour of the shore Rishus HaRabim is because of Urchehu, no Urche Elav Urche. Urche is butter. If the Xeris HaKosov, so we don't know why he's butter. So then we could say, but the hezek took place. We'll be here. If the hezek took place, b'stei acher, tir chayev. Right? Nafkamina could be the Gemara discussing the chazeres. What happens? The animal b'shus harabim and leans over and eats b'shus hayachim. But here's a clearer nafkamina. So ma'isachos is the machlekes between the Rosh and the Rif. Whether it's a chazeres akos or whether it's a svara. All right. So if it's a svara, what would the svara be? So the Rosh says, "V'eifshar, v'eifshar, shabol lefarish time of pasuk, loma patrosi tarim shes rabim. V'fisha darke leilch shes rabim, v'eifshar sheyelch v'bayl machrein tomid. Avol keren chayeves." Afal bisha darki leilech shom kevan da yaid videi shu nakron ha lemarlin turei. Vachi kaim melon. Teknosu. Kechi de linter le turei. What's the svara of Rechayu? No? What's Rechayu? Yehuda?
My animal has a right to be there. Just as much as your kli does. So if my animal hits your kli, you shouldn't have brought your kli to the market if it knew that there was a chance that my animal would just be there and do its thing.
Right, so that svara is clearly spelled out by whom? Who? Now he concludes one by the small and Shin Pei Tes. And look, that's the intuitive svar over here. Shin Pei Tes. Sif Yod. With a small. In the small Sif Cotton Tes. The Bisteach and Mashma Sajal Acher behind him. Kishim Yochedis Lan Nizik. But Loik Yishol Shneyen. But Koshik Yishizik Bishos Arabim Shum Mokim Shol Kolo Yisholchen Shom Bishos. And if the animal is Bishos Arabim, and there all animals can go Bishos, the Potter Bala Mazik with the Shulmi Shein Veregel, the Kev Undo Ur Chosa, the Behema Hu Lechol Vishain, Haroi Lechol Vilis Veregel, let's call him Munach Menderbeh. What's her Chayiv? Is it normal for the animal to do its stuff, to walk, to eat? So then, Anizik Hoya Loy Lishmor, as Dovr Shehuzak Melinich Meder Shakol Doshin Boy. So then the Nizik, should you be careful? What's the Nizik doing, putting his property there? He knows how the animals go there. So the Nizik becomes liable. If it's in my Rishus, that's where I'm supposed to put my stuff. If I have a property where we can all put our fruit, so then we're all potter. We're all potter. Masha'en ken kishahizik bekeren v'adoy meloy delav urchayu t'lahav l'nizik l'shmor midover delav urcham eva l'azik loy. But if it's Rishus harabim, if it's Karen, no. So I have li anizik lishmor midover the lav urcha meimel azik loy. It's not urcha. I don't have to worry about it. Nizik didn't take care of it. The mazik took care of it. But the mazik also doesn't have to worry about it. So therefore it's a kenosa of chatines. Good. Is that what the Rosh says? So Yehudis was mechaber the sma. Right? What about the Rosh? What was the svar of the Rosh? Mishum derachayuhu ve'efshe shebol lefarish atam. What's the time he gives? Lama patrosoi torah v'shus harabim. L'vishadake leilech. Right? So now, if Yehuda was correct in imposing the svar on the Rosh, so the Rosh should have gone on to say, no? Urchayuhu ve'darke shkolech v'laniach pei v'yisav sham. And hoyel v'alanizik l'shmores v'yisav. Look at the lashon of Rosh. V'efsher sheyelchu avayel l'machrei and tomid. We cannot expect the Baal Ashor to watch over his shore to that extent. Can't expect darkei leilech. This is a place for animals to walk. So you're going to expect the Baal Ashor to be in Tom's hand all the time? Too much. Keren chayev v'shiram. Why? Darkei leilech shom. Kevin deyayin v'yedei shenakchon. I found out my animals are nakhan. Oh, then I have to watch them. Kaimulon the knosu. And we paskin that with its knas. What's the logical step of the rush? And this is how we paskin. That it's knas. What do we, he just said why you're chayvin your tamua. So why is he going back to say that it's knas? No? No? Go ahead.
You shouldn't be chayv to wash your short time.
Yeah.
And
right. In other words, he's saying, just like that until you know that your animal is a nakhan, no, we don't expect you to watch over your shore. You have a shore, mimanushach. If it's normal to eat, then it's impossible to watch it. If it's not normal to do hezek, why should you bother watching it? So your shore is a free agent, let it go. You find out your shore is a nakhan, now you got to watch it. Now it's shayach, all right? Look over what the Rosh is saying, pshat neriv, or chayu. The Rif just used the words Rechayu. Ma perish advarm Rechayu. So Yehuda said, Rechayu, intuitive. It's normal to be there. Normal to be there. Now we shift the responsibility to the Nizik. That's what the Sma Mamash spells out. But that's not what the Rosh says. Rosh is a different kind of a Chiddush. We're all going to buy Shvarim. The Shvar, the Shor society. Right? If we're all buying Shvarim, how much achrayas is the Torah placing upon you? So if it's achayu, nope, the Torah says you can't expect people to spend their whole day watching the shore. So therefore, since the Torah didn't expect me to watch my shor, no, so not chayim. Not because you could say, so therefore the nizik has to watch. No. The example he says in the Beis HaMedrash. The example he gave in the Beis HaMedrash is you have to shovel your front walkway. Theoretically, if you don't shovel the front walkway, you can be held responsible for somebody who slips, right? So in West Orange, the rule is you got 24 hours, right? So it means the first 24 hours, it could be snowing a ton, right? Hezek could be great. The next 24 hours, it could already begin to melt. Hezek is less. You're going to become more chayiv in the next 24 hours. Why? Because Efshar, you can't expect you to be out there the whole day in shovel. Maybe you're not home. Maybe you didn't. You can't afford to heat your front walkway. Maybe you can't afford to hire people. Efshar. So there's certain. So there has to be a certain. I can't be machayiv. I'm not memela. When you're walking, you have to be careful the first 24 hours. But the reason that I am potter is not because that we shift the responsibility to the nizik. The reason I'm potter is yesh l'chayva. There's a limitation on how much responsibility we can put upon you, place upon you. Right. So again, so what we're pointing out is that we have a din. The din is ubir b'stei acher. L'chor ubir b'stei acher means that a chiddush, that Shein Regel is only chayiv b'stei acher. Vaisachoy, the Torah would not tell you that. So Shein Regel would be chayiv every place. It wouldn't say b'stei acher. We know you're for sure chayiv b'stei mazik. So legave Shein Karen, but the Torah doesn't say anything. Chayiv, correct? That's what the Rabbanan say. We go deeper, we see that the Riv somehow understood, that this was a Svara, that it wasn't a Xeris HaKosov. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Rosh says that the Riv will pass in a Svara. Right? Ad Kedei Kach, that the Ramah raises the following question. See if you'd. Calls the Lashon Rambam and Tzarechiyun. The Mikra Zev B'Shem Reg Gehul Dachsev Lepotim B'Shus HaRabim B'Shus Shneim Abba V'Karen Ein Inyan Mikra Zev Elo Depotim Mikach Do Amalei. Let me just do let me get it back. Top right?
Next to the X.
Okay, good. Okay. So Rambam points out, V'hod d'pod v'sh d'mazik, sh'loi v'shus, avol nichnas v'shus, k'goin poilim ha'nichnasim l'tvay ha'scharon, v'nokhon sh'arish ha'malavayis, different situation. I'm allowed to come to your property because you said you're going to pay me, and I come to get paid. As I come to get paid, I come with my shvar, right? And while I'm in your shvar, my shvar goes your shvar. What's the din? So we'd say then there's no p'tur b'shus. V'nokhin sharon shel bal habayis chayiv. Could be that according to the Rosh, I would not be, I would still be Potter. Right? Could be. I'm a mechuyev to watch over my shore in your Rishos. When I have rishus to come there, well, let's come back to that. What's the point that the Ramah is making? The Rambam says, the nichnas and nizik l'shus ha-mazik. The nizik goes into the mazik. And then the mazik, and then he gets beaten by the mazik. Harry Potter ala kol. Right? So the Rambam said, because I have a pasuk. Pasuk says, v'shilch zivir b'stei acher. Has to be stay acher. So the Rambam says, what's Rambam doing b'stei acher? B'stei acher is to teach me a p'tur in b'shus harabim. It's not teaching me a p'tur b'shus hamasik. I don't need a gezeiras a kosef p'tur b'shus hamasik. Correct? What's the terrors for the Rambam?
He says you don't need a Torah for
Shusamazik? That's what he says. I'm a furish b'tara. Let's look at the Rambam inside. Nizkei Mamin, Perek Aleph. Halachah Vav Zayin Ches. Right? Zion. Kol vud misham nezek shalom in the yafish mechasim. Bebedvar ma'amur mishin nichnas ha-behemu l'rishus ha-nizik vizi kosay. Abolim nichnas ha-nizik l'rishus ha-mazik vizi kosay. So then we say, what are we doing in my rishus? Shari oimer ili nechnati rishusi lehizik lecha hezik. Very mefurish v'shilach zbir b'erib zacher. What should bother you in this Rambam?
Is only coming to exclude
good. What else should bother you? Correct. What else should bother you, Rambam? First, Vizev is saying it's not consistent with the Gemara and Chaf Aleph. Good. No?
Second Mar. Second Mar says that. In Chaf Aleph, he says, like, there was an argument
whether it would be held. Correct. Okay. So the Rambam is not fully consistent with the Sugya. Correct. What else should bother you? Go ahead. Yona? No, l'chor pashas b'yer is shen regel. No, b'yer is Moran and Beis and Gimel said it's shen regel. So that I don't think you can criticize the Rambam for that. Go ahead.
So it seems like that if you had Karen v'shus and Hasek, then maybe you'd be chad.
Why would you say that?
Because b'yer v'seachar.
Good. Who would argue with Zev? Said even Karen would be part of b'shus hamazik. No? With Zev? Who? Zev says Karen should be positive, should be chai b'shus hamazik. How could you argue with Zev? With Zev?
He was invited.
If he wasn't invited?
He was.
No, how could you argue with Zev? Zev's saying if the mazik was not invited to the nizik's place, the mazik, and then the mazik beat up the nizik. He did it by Shane Viregel, Potter. Did it by Karen?
He wasn't invited.
Was not invited.
So it's regular.
What's regular?
Regular dinner, but going
into but the pasuk says Ubir b'steyacher, and the Rambam says v'loy v'shus and nizik. So Zev said clearly, Ubir is only v'shin v'regel. No? So what are you arguing?
You.
Was that?
You have to go by the Rosh who has
the... Why by the Rosh? What about the Rambam?
No, to explain the Pasuk of Bir B'Stei Acher means or Chayhu.
No, so what Yudah is pointing out is that the the Rosh's comment in the Rif has to be applied somewhat to this Rambam. Is it a svara or is it a pasuk? Hareza poter al kol sharehu oimer loy a svara. Ilu nechnas b'shusi lahigin l'chazek. So if you stop being there, so then Yitzi is correct, A svara is a svara. A svara applies to whether it's keren shel merega. Right? If you keep on reading, it's there's a Rambam. What's your din? Is your din a svara? Is there a kosef? Right? Which we began with, again, just the mahalach of what we learned. The Mishnah has shara mazik b'shus and nizik. Pirush HaMishnah, the Mishnah explained to us in Chav, Daladam and Beis, Machlegis, Rabbi Tarfin Rabbanan. Good. Rabbi Tarfin, Gemara says that he's Machmir because the Yoli, that he's Machmir because of a Kal V'Chomer. Machmir meaning he wants Nezek Sholim, Pirushus HaNizik. Chachamim say no. Karen, even Chazi Nezek, even Pirushus HaNizik. Right. What is Chachamim based on? Chachamim based on a, that's what the Torah says. The Torah is not machalik. The Torah is machalik between Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Sholem. The Torah is machazik, which is Ram Shazan Yachar, only the Gabi Karen, Shein Regal. Not the Gabi Karen. Finished. So we don't really have a good hezbir for Minotaur. Because the Gemara says he has a Kal V'Chomer, but his Kal V'Chomer will go against the rules of Kal V'Chomer. Alright, so we have a Rav Tarfin's a Chumra. Our Mishnah records that Chumra. That's Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. To point out that you can read the Mishnah either that it's partly a Rav Tarfin, partly a Chachamim, that it's all Rav Tarfin with an Akimta, or that it records the Machlech Rav Tarfin with Chachamim. Fine, you finish. Our sugya, you basically have learned the Mishnah Chav Dalamud Beis. Good. Now, do we understand Rabbi Tarfin? Not really. Chachamim said very well. There's a kosef. Karen is Karen Amishuna. If I had to give a hezber for the din deraisa, I would simply say that if I'm not expected, I'm not expecting my animal to do something strange. So what does it matter whether I'm not expecting it to do something strange in the public area or your private area? The din is, not expected, kenas, slav is, it's b'cheska shimur. So what does it matter, b'cheska shimur? So now I'm in your rishos. You could argue, I have to behave differently in your rishos, more sensitive, more careful, but Torah didn't say that. Torah said, you don't have to worry that your animal do something strange. End of story, potter, kenas, chatzi nezek, fine. Rabbi Tarfin, his chiddush, Tarchian. Good. So now we go weiter, and the Rosh explained to us that the etzem adin of why Shein v'Regel is potter, b'shus hanizik. Sorry, why the Shein v'Regel is chay is potter b'shus harabim. Right, we want to explain shorah mazik b'shus hanizik. The Rosh says, Hezra Dover. Zeres HaKosov. Ubir B'Sei Acher. Ulib B'Shus HaRabba. Aye, the Rif has a Svara. Okay. The Rif has a Svara. Maybe the Svara is a Svara for Hezra HaKosov, but he holds the Svara, Halach L'Maisa. He's going to pass it. Nafkamina L'dina. Good. Now we go weiter. But what is the Svara of the Rif? Right, so leaving the pasuk vine for a moment. What's the svar of the Rif? Rechayu. What's Pshat Rechayu? So the simple meaning of Rechayu, the Yehuda said, this sma, Rechayu means nizik beware. Alright? Shift the responsibility. At some point, what were you doing keeping your property in the Shuzer Rabbin? Just like the nizik can say to them, the nizik, this like the mazik can say to the nizik, what were you doing in my rishus on permission? I don't have to worry about your animal. You trespassed. I also have to worry about every animal in the world comes to my rishus. No. What were you doing in my rishus? You got damaged. All right. Finished. Your problem. So just like I can say, what shorcha b'shusi, my boye, I can say, what were you doing with your fruit in the rishus of the rabbim? What were you doing hanging your clothes in the rishus of the rabbim? This is a place for shavarm to be. Good? That's the sma. When you read the Rosh carefully, it's not what the Rosh says. Archayu means that since it's so normal for the animal to do this, it's expecting too much of the Baal Ashor to worry about it. That's the Hesber he gives in the Rif. It could be that the Rush is connected to what we said yesterday. Could be. That the Rush is Mechayiv, I'm not sure if this is correct, based because of Momin HaMazik, not because of Shemira. Momin HaMazik means I buy a show, I have responsibilities. How far? No. B'chnei She'efsha. Not Me'al Me'evah. Right? If the requirements of Shemir are defined by ownership, so ownership is a certain responsibility, whatever I can do, not more. Okay. So now we have the Rish, the Rif, the Rosh, Nafkimin Ladina. Now we look at the Rambam, and the Rambam says both. Right? The Rambam says it's Asvara, and even worse than the Rif, because he says Asvara first. And they said, Harei Mefurish B'Toyra. It's a gvaldik svara. Not only that, but it's such a good svara. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechaven. Kadosh Baruch Hu said the svara. What's the Rambam saying? And l'chora there's a nafkamina ledina. Right? What's the din of Karen? He's zikir b'shus Rambam b'chos hashenu shol shneyan loyla magli nizik. Oy b'chos hashi shol shneyan hem yuchedes aniach by peiros. In b'shein v'regel iziko k'dark ha'reze poter b'bnei. Right, this would be a b'steyacher. But if it's not b'steyacher, he's poter. Why? Because sheyesh l'vashus l'halech b'kan v'derech v'hema l'holech k'darka v'lechol k'leshaver k'derech ilucha. Then has to pay chatzin nezek. No, a svara exerts a custom. Sounds like the rush or the sma. What does the Rambam sound like? No, you know what you say?
Can we say that the Rambam is actually exactly like the Rush, that it's Urchayvu is the first Pasuk because he doesn't, when he brings down the Pasuk, he doesn't say Ksiva Torah, he says
correct. Torah. Yeah. It is in Lashon Rambam. But why would you put him with the Rush? I would put him with the Rif. No?
The Rif is the one that says it.
Yeah, Lachara. That the svar is really, in other words, that the Rambam does not seem to say like the Rush, that the svara was a hezber of the pasuk. Sounds like that the Rambam was holding the svaras on their own. And not only that, but an interesting riot to what Yehuda is saying is. That when the Rambam says the din of Rechayu, he doesn't quote the pasuk. Right? What would be a possible source for the Rambam and the Rif to switch from a pasuk that's quoted in Chav Aleph and Beis and to suggest a svara? No, go ahead, Yaakov.
Svara is stronger than pasuk.
That true? The Gemara says, "What is svara lomeli kra?" Right. Lomeli kra svara. Lomeli kra svara. So does that mean it's stronger, or just means that we should be learning something else from the pasuk? And it's true that if you have a svara, so then it's easier to go right and apply the din. But that wouldn't be a good makor for the Rambam. That would be vested interest, but not a good makor. No, Yonah?
Well, I can't sort of like what he's saying, but the svara is the like the basis of the din, and then the cross, like sort of the pasuk is like providing the parameters, like saying that in the first you have the orchay, and that's what defines whether or not you be chayev or not, and then within that will be able to stay out there, and that says that you won't be chayev, that you will be chayev in somebody else's field, but not in Rishus Rabbah. So the cross sort of is coming to like elaborate on the svara.
So there is a concept that we say in the yeshiva sometimes that the Torah is teaching us a svara. We learn a svara from the pasuk. If you learn a svara from the pasuk, that means the din is like the svara. That means that you would paskin like the riff in the machlekes of the beam that goes from one place to the other place, right? If the pasuk is teaching me the svara, or possibly the way Yonah said the pasuk is limiting the svara. Nope, so Zev, so what's the din going to be? Legabe Karen?
So then you wouldn't have the svara, so you would still be chayav.
Which is talking to the Rambaskins, right?
Yeah.
So that would be a very, that would make a lot of sense. Now, as the Rambam says there's a svara, however, the svara is built on a pasuk. That pasuk is going to limit the svara only to no
Shein
Meregel. Now, if that's correct, so which svara, if we're going to limit the svara to Shein Meregel and not to Karen, so which svara makes more sense, the sma or the rush is sorry.
The rush.
Why the rush?
Because if it's so common that you can't do shmira on it, with Karen, you know that it has the ability to do mazik, and therefore you need to up your shmira.
Well, only when it becomes a muad.
Once it only becomes a muad.
Right?
Are we talking about a muad or a tam?
Well, we're talking about a tam. We're talking about a tam. Rishus Harabim.
So then my shore has every right to be in the shul.
That's small. Right?
Well, it would be different.
Let me ask another question. How could you justify Rabbi Tarfin's shita? Rabbi Tarfin says that even Karen is chayav Rishus and Nizik. Did I get it right? Then even Karen is Chayiv Nizik Sholem Bishus and Nizik.
Was that a question?
What do you mean, was it a question? We don't have a when you finish the Sugya and Daf Chav Hei, we don't have a good svar for every tarif. Because he presented a Kal V'Chomer which breaks the rules of Kal V'Chomer. Right? So, our mission says, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Tarfon and Chachamim. Right? So, and Rabbi Tarfon's din is that Karen is Chayiv Nezek Sholem Bishus HaNizek. Right? Now, if the reason why my animal is chayev for shein v'regel b'shus ha'nizik is because it had no business to be there, so mali shein regel, mali karen. If the reason why my animal, when it's b'shus ha'nizik, is chayiv, is because I can be expected to watch it b'shus ha'nizik. I can't be expected to watch it b'shus ha'rabim. So then maybe I shouldn't have to watch it because of Karen b'shus ha'nizik. So it's possible that the Rambam and the Rif understood there must be a svara here, otherwise there shouldn't be a machlekes between Tarfon and Chachamim. Right? If we have exeris akasiv, will be a bistei acher, and that then pashus is mamish like hachamim. The Torah told me exeris akasiv. The exeris akasiv tells me only legabe shein v'regel, not legabe karen. So why should I be learning that karen should be applied differently to shus and nizvish and mazik? Where is the retirement coming from? LMI, retirement holds, if a retirement holds that there's a svara, and that the svara is going to be implemented and standard in, and we know retirement holds that, because the retirement certainly is presented as saying a kal v'chomer. As Moshe said, he is working with maybe not a kal v'chomer, a svara. So then it could be that with the Rif and the Rambam pointing out, is that there must be a compelling svara in the sugya. And the gzeiros hakosov is not a gzeiros hakosov that stands on its own, but it's a gzeiros hakosov that was teaching me to make a svara. The source for the Ram and the Rif might be, whereas Rashi says, gzeiros hakosov, end of story. Rosh, gzeiros hakosov. But the Rambam and the Rif both said svara, mehecha teisa svara, Rashi and Rashi right. It's exeris akosov. It could be that Hayois is a machlekes or bitar from chavim on the svara of the ptur Karen Rishus HaYochid. So they understood, as Yonah said, that the exeris akosov is mechadish a svara of you. But the exeris akosov was teaching me how to. An idea. And that, l'chayra, it fits in beautifully with the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, have a svara, very mafurish b'tev. And then when the Rambam went on to quote the halacha which should come from the pasuk, he only said svara. And furthermore, we pointed out that there's a significant difference between the svara of that the Rosh supplies and the svara that the Rambam supplies, which is what the Sma then brings in Shulchan Aruch. Right? What's the svara to say that Shein V'Regel is Potter Bishus HaRabim? So either it's because my animals were Shus to be there, and therefore the Nizik has to take precautions. So I'm putting it all together. But if my permission to have my animal there does not put on the table that it's going to be doing Hezek of Karen, so once again, you're not right to watch your animal. It shouldn't get Nizik from Karen. I'm not right to watch my animal. So it's... There's no din, so Harry Potter. Torah said, Knas. Or that the svara is what is expected of the mazik, what's expected of the Baal Ashor. So he can't expect you to watch for Shein V'Regel. But again, for Karen, either we. There's no expectation, it's only a kenas, so that you'll do a little bit of shmira. Right? If you hold the kenasu, you shouldn't expect it, but the Torah says that you can do. You can watch out for second. A yetzim mikolzeh. A yetzim mikolzeh is that we learn the sugya of the chiv of nizik, b'shus, the mazik, b'shus, and nizik. Machloikis retire from Chachamim. We pass in Chachamim, Chatsi Nezek, even Meshuzah Nezek. Two ways of coming to that conclusion. Either we come to the conclusion based on Exeris HaKosov, or when it comes to Shein V'Regel, either because of a Svara, right? And we pointed out machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. What are the two svaras? And we learned pshat in the Rambam and probably the Rif that the Torah, that they understood the Torah was mechadish this svara, and then based on that we would then explain why Karen is chayav b'shus heravim, right? Either because why Karen would, why the Torah would give us a kenas, let's say halacha lemaisa b'shus heravim, his radover, because either that is something which is achievable, or that's what the Rosh would say, and the Rambam would say that enachenami, that I'm not chayiv because we all have a shus to be there, but Torah was machayiv me to be concerned because it could, I guess, because it could become a mur. That's where the Rosh is a little bit stronger than the Rambam. Okay, so we will go right to tomorrow onto the sugya of Nachash. Okay.